Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Our pal Danny V was recently in New Mexico hanging with his daughter, and while you were there, you had a bit of a revelation.
I did. I am not a sports parent.
I could have told you that.
No, but like... like, because I will do anything to support my daughter and any passion she has, everything like that. But at the same time, I took her to, she's in softball now.
Okay.
And I took her to softball practice and I was just sitting there.
What position does he play?
You know.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, you clearly are not a sports parent. Do you even watch her out there?
Or? Of course I do.
What number is she?
Number 2.
Okay.
Did she score any goals in that game?
There was no game. There was no game. It was just practice.
And were they practicing penalty kicks?
Yes.
Okay.
No, that's the thing is they don't really practice their positions. I mean, when they're that young, they kind of just do whatever. So they were having them run laps. They were having them practice their catching. And Lily was kind of just like... running and throwing a ball. But
so what makes you not a sports parent?
It wasn't even that part. Like that part I'm fine with. I'm fine going and watching her play and everything. It's listening to the banter between the parents and how angry they get at literally nothing.
It's ridiculous.
The coach came over and was like having a whole like meeting with the parents about like, hey, you know, we're thinking about doing this in the future. We might be doing these tournaments. And the parents, you could just see them. They're all quiet. They're all just judging the coach when he's just trying to like, you know, have open communication with the parents. And the minute the coach watches, like he was making jokes. None of the parents were laughing. Everyone was just silent, staring at him. He walks away.
Were the jokes funny at least?
I mean, I thought so. Okay. He walks away and the parents just start bitching about everything. Everything he just said. We're not going to go out of town. What do you mean we're not going to go out of town? That's what our kids signed up for. Well, we don't have enough money. Well, your kid is... And they're just fighting in the bleachers. And like, not
See,
really
I would
fighting.
Find, I would find entertainment in that part.
Start eating popcorn.
Yeah, because you don't have to really deal with it.
Fair.
But at that same time, it's like when you're actually involved with that, I was like... I'm just
the crazy part is Lily's 11,
10,
10.
Yes,
Lily's 10 years old. It's not like as if like next year she's going to like UW on a scholarship for softball.
That was my
the scouts weren't there.
Not,
is that
right?
What is going on? The scouts weren't
that's
there.
That's a strange age to get that worked up over.
Well, exactly. I'm like, you guys are sitting here like it's they're not doing it. Like it's for fun. Why are you guys not having fun?
And also, as like a kid watching your parents do that. Is a little embarrassing. You know what I mean?
Are you hoping to be a sports parent?
I'm very happy being a martial arts mommy right now.
Yeah, see, I'll be that loser dad in the back of the bleachers, kind of wiping tears from my eyes just because I'm happy to see my daughter do anything that brings her joy. Like, I'm never going to get that worked up about, you know, is she the best player? Is she that? Like, I was fired up when she got to be the lead for her ballet team like last year until I saw her like not really lead very well, but it was still awesome. I don't think any of the kids would have led very well. It's a cluster F.
But see, that's where it gets frustrating, is because then like she may be the lead, but then you hear parents in the crowd. Oh, why did that little girl get to be the lead? Yeah. And then that's when you get mad.
That's when I stand up and look at them all and go, who's got a problem with my daughter being the lead? And I rip my shirt off and then they're like, sir, your love handles are scaring us.
Oh. And you're a sports parent all of a sudden.
I'm a ballet dad.
When we were kids, my dad got ejected from one of my sons, one of my brother's baseball games. And the umpire was a friend of mine. And my dad, like, never forgave him for that. Like, you kicked me out of the game. Yeah, dad, because you were being a jerk.
Why did he get ejected?
I think he was just being a little too vocal, being a little too chirpy at everything going on. And they booted my dad out of the game. And he never forgave my buddy.
Because I remember my dad got it. He didn't even get kicked out. They just kind of like, you can't do that. And it's still one of my favorite stories. Even when my dad was around, I would always share it. And he would always roll his eyes because he knew it was true. When I was playing hockey in high school, and there were things going on, and whenever it was like a break, he was way too... He thought I was way better than I was. I was not that very good of a goalie.
He was proud of you, Steve.
Yeah, but he clearly wasn't watching the game. I was giving up some soft goals left and right. Like, I was like Philip Grubauer season one for the Kraken. Like,
oh, wow. Oh,
right? And there was a moment during, like, in between periods, and it was, like, outdoors, and we're just standing by the boards, and my dad comes over and takes his hat off and hits both of my defensemen in the head with the hat. And he's like, you need to protect my son better, and you know, you need to play better defense. And they're looking at me, and I'm like, I think you guys are doing just fine. Like, this is on me. Like, I'm already embarrassed of having a crap game. And my dad's now made, he's just doubled down on the embarrassment. And they were like, sir, you can't hit these kids in the head with your hat. But they didn't kick him out.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's funny you say that, because my mom also got kicked out of my cousin's soccer game when she was little, or when they were littler, because she was on the sideline. She didn't know that you're not supposed to yell at the referees. And so there were some penalties happening, and my mom takes off her glasses and is yelling at the ref, here, ref, you can use my glasses since you're so blind.
And these refs are making not much money. They're doing it for the love of the sport.
I think they're volunteers.
Okay, I'm just saying $50 a game at most.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I think people need to remember that. Like, these aren't like, this isn't their salary job.
No.
Someone texted in, my dad was so excited when he found out that he was having a boy because he could get me into sports like football and baseball. In middle school, I was 6'3", 220 pounds.
Dang.
But the only events I was playing were Magic the Gathering and Warhammer.
Amazing.
Is that my brother?
Another person, dude, I had a parent paying their child for each goal that their child scored.
Wow. Oh, wow. See, my parents would offer that to me, but I was so bad I never scored any goals.
I was going
to
say, my parents could have offered like $100 for every goal I would score because I knew it wasn't happening.
Oh, yeah. My parents told me I could get my ears pierced, too. Hey, just score a goal. You'll get your ears pierced. Guess what? I never got my ears pierced until I was way older. It's very embarrassing.
So it's like being the mom and the wife of a coach. It's the worst. You hear the parents bitch about the coach and the kids, and I have to hold it together.
Oh, it's a thankless job. It really is.
Please keep me in check if I ever have kids, because I 100% can see myself being a crazy sports parent or dance mom.
We don't have to worry about it. George won't let you anywhere near the event. I'm pretty sure your husband knows better to do that.
I'm uninvited.
Like, babe, just go out with your friends and drink some rosé. I'll take care of the kids' sporting events.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.